Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is The Tomorrow War. It is a 2021 American military science fiction action drama film starring Chris Pratt, J.K. Simmons, and Yvonne Strahovski. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie was my cup of tea. Big explosions, big budget, lots of action. It was a lot of fun, and that's what I watch movies to do. What about you?
This movie was not my cup of tea. It's a stupid movie. The premise is so dumb, but it takes itself so seriously, I couldn't get into it.
So Tim, give everybody a rundown. What's it about?
When aliens invade Earth in the near future, the Army reaches out to the past to recruit soldiers and civilians to travel to the future and act as cannon fodder in the battle against the monstrous aliens. Michael, you say this was your cup of tea. Please give us a few reasons why.
Tim, this movie cost $200 million, and you can see that in the action. It's big explosions. It's huge set pieces. Great visuals. I love that about this movie, and it made it fun and enjoyable to watch. The aliens, too, look incredible. They didn't spare any expense in designing these aliens. They're not hiding in the shadows all the time. They're out in the open. They're in the sunlight. There's lots of them, and they look incredible and unique. So I really enjoyed that about this movie.
It is a great spectacle. What worked for me about the film are the actors, especially Yvonne Strahovski. She is acting the hell out of this movie, especially one scene in which she is giving it all 110%, and this movie does not deserve it. But all these actors are doing a really great job. Chris Pratt is very charming. J.K. Simmons gives a great gravitas. I really enjoyed them in the film.
So, Tim, you said this wasn't your cup of tea. What did you not like?
Basically, the premise. Did you hear what I read at the beginning, Michael? My goodness, this movie is dumb. This movie is so full of stupid plot points that don't make any sense. If you're in the future, why are you recruiting people from the past to go fight in the future? Can't you use your future technology to help aid the people of the past to stop the war or thwart the aliens before they even get here? It's so dumb, and the movie takes itself so seriously. This movie approaches this silly premise with the gravitas of a Saving Private Ryan. It's so serious about it, and that does not work for me. If you're going to make a silly movie, make a silly movie. Let us have fun with it. Don't try to teach us a moralizing war story in the process.
All of this leads to a super convoluted tale. This is a classic big budget movie problem, and we've seen this in so many other movies. There's an action movie in this. It's great. There's like a father-daughter drama between Chris Pratt and Yvonne Strahovski. Also really well acted, but kind of out of place in the movie. And then there's a second, third act. Like, the movie ends, and there's another 30 minutes tacked on the end. And it's really bizarre when you watch that, and it pulls you out a little bit.
Well, it sounds like you're going negative, Michael. You sure you don't want to change your answer?
Okay. But here's what I'll say about all this is it's a momentum conversation for me. All of these critiques that we're having are things I thought about after I saw the movie. When I was in it, we moved so quickly through a lot of this stuff that I didn't think about it at the time. And for me, when we talk about good, bad movies, momentum is key. Because if you slow down, people start to ask questions. And this movie didn't let me ask questions during the film.
The pace is really good. And for all of my criticism, for all the negativity I'm exuding here, this movie is not that bad. If 50% is the cutoff between good and bad, I'm at like a 48, 49. This movie is almost a good movie for me. It just wasn't enough.
This is exactly like when we reviewed Battleship 2012, another big budget, stupid, aggressively stupid movie. But in the moment for me, it was a 51-52. It got over that hump because it was enjoyable and there was a lot of momentum. And in that case, it was probably the same thing for you, just a little bit under because some of these questions really bothered you. So I feel this is the same thing here.
I would not hesitate to recommend this movie to anybody, especially if you're looking for a good action movie or just a great spectacle. It's almost there for me, but there are a few things that didn't work. What about you? When would you recommend the film?
I really like the actors, Chris Pratt, Yvonne Strahovski, iconic actresses and actors from big shows. If you enjoy them, you'll like this movie.
Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.